Hello, my name is Allison, and I am an Asian adoptee. I am and will be the host of Oh No, I'm Adopted. I have been thinking about starting up a podcast with no specific idea of what it would be about. It wasn't until my friend suggested a podcast related to adoption. And now, here I am. I am here to share my experience as an adoptee and hope it will have a positive impact on you, whether you are adopted or an individual interested in knowing what life is like for an adoptee. I look forward to this great adventure with you. But before you go, think about these questions. What do you think of when you hear the word adoption? Do you know anyone who's adopted?
Good day to you, and I hope you are having a great day. My name is Allison, and I welcome you back to Oh No, I'm Adopted. So last time I ended with two questions. What do you think of when you hear the word adoption? And do you know anyone who is adopted? It's okay if you don't. Hopefully, though, you had an opportunity to think about these questions and possibly find an answer. If not, I invite you to pause this and think about it. Your answer is not going to be the same as your neighbor or your classmate at school, and that's okay. It really is one of those cases where you can make your own definition. And it especially is the case when you are adopted. Like my friends who are adopted, we don't have the same exact view on what adoption may necessarily mean. Overall, it means the same thing. But so here's the, official definition. Probably one of many official definitions. Adoption is a process whereby a person assumes the parenting of another, usually a child, from that person's biological or legal parent or parents. I know, that was a lot to throw at you. But to break it down, my parents that I have lived with for more than 10 years now are not the parents who gave birth to me. My mother, not the same lady that gave birth to me. But they are the ones who have watched me and taught me so many things and have basically turned me into the great person I am today. Well, with that in mind, let's continue to my story as an adoptee, which I say that as if it's only a 5-minute story, which it really isn't, but we're going to make it hopefully less than 5 minutes because, yeah, you don't want to hear 10 years of my life. So here are the basics. I'm Allison. As I have said, I was adopted at the age of 4, and now I have 2 amazing parents and a sister who is also adopted, and I am approaching adulthood. I still get shocked when I think of where I started in life to where I am now. Like, I started in an orphanage, and I was there until the age of 4. And let me give you a picture of this. And actually, first of all, let me just say this. An orphanage is not a horrible place with mean people. That's just what movies like to depict. And that is false. But if they depicted what orphanages are like in reality, it would kind of make a movie boring. Like, imagine doing that to Annie. Kind of would destroy the movie. Anywho, let me give you a little description of life for me in the orphanage. So it was me at the age of 4 with probably 100 other kids. We all slept in this room all together and a ton of cribs all lined up. And how many people were in charge of watching us? 2. You heard that right. two people. Two nannies, as they call them, were responsible for 100 kids. That's crazy. I mean, if you're a parent hearing this, and you've got like two kids, and even maybe one kid, you may be like, oh my goodness, my kid is already like quite the job. Like, I love them, but they're enough for me. I don't need more kids. Yeah, imagine making that 100 though. That, I know it sounds really crazy. So yeah, but I was happy, okay? They still all made sure every kid was nurtured and at least not suffering, let's say. I know that doesn't sound right, but I was found in a tunnel and I was like 13 hours old. So at least I didn't stay there for like 4 years of my life. I mean, I'd be dead, but yeah, that's the reality. So that's kind of my adoption story. Like, the beginning of it. Oh, and when I was adopted, when I met my parents, we moved to Alabama. That's the first place I lived in the U.S. It's a pretty great 1-2 years. I don't even know how long I lived there. That's really sad. But that's where I started. And now where I live, I've lived here for 6 years, which is the most I have lived in any place, including China, obviously. And trust me, it makes me happy because my dad was military, so we moved around a lot. And to finally be able to settle down in a place and know, okay, I can like really make these connections and not be worried that they're gonna be broken up. Although I did enjoy like moving them, kind of like it was fun, but I am definitely done with moving. Okay, you may be like, gee, you kind of repeat the same thing. Let me say this, I have pre-written much of this and not much of what I've said, because it's a little hard to read off of what you have written, and I personally feel like I kind of come out with more deep, honest ideas and topics when it's just me splurging, let's say. But so like right now I'm splurging, I'm not even reading off of my script, as you might want to call it. So I do think it's important to explain the title of this podcast before we go on. Oh no, I'm adopted. It sounds negative. I mean, yeah, that's what oh no means. But it can mean a lot. And yes, in a way, it kind of does represent negativity. But when I meet people, or I mean, I cannot actually know people for maybe a couple of months, and they don't realize I'm adopted. And when they say, like, they say something like yada 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 yada, and I say, oh no, I'm actually adopted. Like, they say, oh, so did your parents immigrate from China, like when they were young? And I'll be like, oh no, I was adopted. I'm adopted. So, oh no, I'm adopted is like a little phrase I have said so many times in my life. Because that's like, so many people don't, until I tell them, they don't always realize that I'm adopted. So, in my opinion, it's not a bad thing. But just so you have an idea, oh no, I'm adopted is not intended to be a negative phrase. In fact, I'm trying through this to I don't know, not convince, but to make it in a way so that you can think of that phrase as it's not necessarily negative. I know, that was why I didn't explain that clearly. But that is kind of like the point. It doesn't have an exact like meaning, so like you as a listener can kind of determine that, but at the same time it does, and it'll kind of change throughout all of this, hopefully. That's my goal. So guys, I know today was a little whack. I'm kind of trying to get into this and get used to it, but bear with me. I guarantee it's worth it. See you next time. Hello and welcome back to another episode of Oh No, I'm Adopted. As always, I am your host, Allison, and today we are going to talk about walking into adulthood, as I have just recently. I recently turned 18, which everyone asked me, does it feel any different? No, it doesn't. But there are other parts of turning 18 as an adoptee that I have thought about and I do know will be different if I haven't quite yet experienced it. One of those things are how people look at me. And when I say that, I don't mean like visually, but like their opinions and assumptions about who I might be as a person and like how they should approach me. Because when I'm with my parents, I think most people can figure out that I'm adopted. But I know that when I go off to college in a while here, I'm going to be either with friends, which obviously friends are not your parents, or alone, and people are gonna ask, oh, are you an exchange student? Or they'll totally treat me as if I am a pure idiot, which I have already had people treat me like that. Not as like recently, but just even before turning 18, it's happened before. And it's always so funny in my opinion, because I typically then respond with the answer of like, yeah, I know the answer to that actually. Like, I give them a full answer and I sometimes get the look of, oh, you are not like some sort of exchange student or someone who's just visiting. You know what you're talking about. Especially, I think some people just assume that as soon as I speak, I'm gonna have this thick Asian accent, but I don't. I do not. Maybe I do, but I don't think I do. I think I would know by now if I did. But anyways, aside from that, I think it's really important and good that I'm thinking about all the scenarios that could happen in the foreseeable future. And I only know to think about these things because I have friends who are older than me who have told me about this, who are adopted. I've been to camps and stuff where they literally talk about what to expect when you're of the age of a college student and how people will approach you, how people will think of you and how to manage it. I've heard the stories, they're crazy, you know, but it's unavoidable. That's the number one thing to know, and that's what I've been thinking the past few weeks. What will I do when someone comes up to me and either treats me as if I'm a pure idiot or probably say something racist, because here's the thing, people do that. And unfortunately, that's not one of those problems that can go away with a wand. You gotta, like, just kind of suck it up and deal with it, which I don't like, but it is what it is.